Have you ever wondered why some people bounce back from rejection in hours while others replay the hurt for weeks? Why your colleague reads every social cue flawlessly while you miss obvious signals that someone wants to leave the conversation? For decades, psychology dismissed these differences as personality quirks or character flaws. Then a young researcher dared to look inside the living brain during emotional moments and discovered something that would overturn everything we thought we knew about feelings. Your emotional life isn't random chaos or fixed destiny. It's a unique neural signature, as distinctive as your fingerprint, written in the firing patterns of specific brain circuits. And here's the revelation that changes everything. You can rewrite it. Your brain broadcasts on 6 distinct emotional channels simultaneously. Resilience determines whether setbacks knock you down for an hour or haunt you for months, governed by the balance between your left and right prefrontal cortex. Outlook controls whether joy lingers like morning sunlight or evaporates like dew, reflecting how well your prefrontal cortex maintains connections to your brain's reward center. Social intuition explains why some people instinctively know when to offer comfort while others blunder through social situations. A dance between your fusiform gyrus reading faces and your amygdala signaling threat or safety. Self-awareness determines whether you recognize the tightness in your chest as anxiety or remain mysteriously irritable. Your insula monitors every heartbeat and gut flutter. Sensitivity to context governs whether you intuitively adjust your behavior between a funeral and a party or tell the same inappropriate joke everywhere. Your hippocampus catalogs safe versus dangerous environments. Attention determines whether emotional turbulence derails your focus or you can concentrate through chaos. None of these dimensions has a correct setting. We need both the resilient entrepreneur who launches another startup after 3 failures and the sensitive artist whose slow recovery from heartbreak produces profound work. But when you're stuck at an extreme that makes life harder than necessary, understanding these neural circuits reveals exactly what needs changing. In the 1970s, studying the brain basis of emotions was career suicide. Psychology avoided messy internal states to appear scientific, while neuroscience dismissed emotions as primitive impulses from ancient brain regions. Then, researchers showed people puppy videos and surgical footage while measuring brain activity. Positive and negative emotions didn't activate some primitive lizard brain, they lit up the prefrontal cortex, the seat of human rationality. Left prefrontal activity accompanied joy. Right prefrontal activity accompanied distress. Even newborns tasting sugar water versus lemon juice showed this pattern. The most stunning finding, variation between individuals watching identical clips, was 3,000%, dwarfing the mere 30% difference between emotional states within a single person. This wasn't measurement error. This was the signature of something fundamental. Each person possessed a unique emotional brain. Twin studies suggested 20 to 60% of emotional traits were heritable, seemingly confirming genetic determinism. But genetics revealed a crucial insight. Having a gene doesn't guarantee its expression. Genes are a music library, not a predetermined playlist. Environment decides which songs play. The violence gene, a MAOA variant, illustrates this perfectly. Men with this variant who suffered childhood abuse showed dramatically higher antisocial behavior rates. Those with the identical gene who received loving care showed no increased risk. Genes load the gun. Experience pulls the trigger. A longitudinal study tracking children from age 3 to 9 revealed something remarkable. 2/3 shifted to completely different temperament categories over 6 years. The fearful 3-year-old who froze at a robot became confident at 9 after supportive teachers nurtured his sociability. The bold toddler became anxious after his father's sudden death. Your emotional brain constantly rewrites itself based on experience. Your emotions are full-body events with measurable physical consequences. People with positive emotional styles show 48% lower cortisol during stress and develop flu vaccine antibody responses 4 times stronger than those with negative styles. When exposed to cold viruses, those with the highest positive emotions are 3 times less likely to get sick. This isn't mysticism. Your prefrontal cortex directly communicates with your immune system through measurable neural pathways. The connection runs both directions. When women received Botox that paralyzed their frowning muscles, they took significantly longer to read sentences describing sadness or anger. Blocking facial expression deprived their brain of crucial feedback signals, slowing their ability to process negative emotions. This explains why meditation that calms your mind also lowers blood pressure, and why chronic anxiety weakens immune defenses. Your emotional style isn't a psychological abstraction. It's a biological reality, shaping your health from your cardiovascular system to your gut. For a century, neuroscience insisted the adult brain was fixed. You got the neural hand you were dealt at birth. Then, researchers blindfolded healthy adults for 5 days and watched their visual cortex begin responding to touch and sound instead. The brain wasn't fixed hardware. It was constantly rewiring itself based on experience. But here's the revolutionary part. Your thoughts themselves can rewire your brain. OCD patients who learned to observe their intrusive thoughts without judgment, recognizing them as static from a faulty circuit, showed measurable decreases in the overactive brain regions driving their compulsions. No medication, just mental training, producing lasting structural changes. Monks with tens of thousands of meditation hours showed gamma wave activity far exceeding anything previously recorded, massive neural assemblies firing in perfect synchrony that persisted even at rest. Most practically, ordinary people who completed an 8-week mindfulness course showed triple the left frontal brain activation associated with resilience, plus significantly stronger immune responses to vaccines. The implications are staggering. Specific mental exercises can systematically shift your emotional style by literally rewiring the neural circuits that generate your emotional life. Your emotional style isn't destiny. It's a starting point. Want greater resilience? Practice mindfulness meditation to strengthen connections between your prefrontal cortex and amygdala, preventing catastrophic thought spirals. Struggling with social intuition? Deliberately observe strangers' micro-expressions and body language, training your fusiform gyrus to extract social information. Finding it hard to sustain positive emotions? Vividly visualize future rewards to strengthen your prefrontal cortex's ability to maintain activity in reward centers. These exercises target specific neural circuits underlying each dimension. To sharpen attention, practice focused meditation on a single object, gently returning when your mind wanders. To increase self-awareness, do body scan meditations that strengthen your insula's monitoring of internal states. To improve context sensitivity, practice relaxation techniques, then gradually expose yourself to anxiety-producing situations in safe settings, teaching your hippocampus to distinguish threat from safety. We stand at an extraordinary moment. For the first time, we understand the neural machinery generating our emotional lives with enough precision to deliberately modify it. You're not trapped in the emotional style you inherited. Your brain remains plastic, responsive, waiting for the right training to reshape its circuits. The question isn't whether you can change. Neuroscience has settled that. The question is, which dimensions will you transform?